Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sarda from Ernst & Young. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sejal. Good morning to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q1 FY25 earnings call for Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we have mailed out the press release to everyone, and you can also see the results on our website, as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchanges. In case you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future result performance or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next Gen, represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Cavalli Shah, and Mr. Samir Shah, Director. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed with a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Thank you, participants. We are delighted to report a strong and positive performance for the first quarter, demonstrating our resilience and strategic focus. Our revenue and profitability continue to remain robust, underscoring the sustained demand across our portfolio. The premium Montez House project continues to progress at a rapid pace, reflecting our commitment to delivering premium and high-quality developments on time. In our commercial segment, the FutureX project is garnering significant interest, with ready high-value inventory attracting a wave of inquiries, which we anticipate will translate into robust sales in the coming quarter, further bolstering our profitability. Panvel, boosted by the Mumbai Trans Harbour Link, has emerged as a highly sought-after location, showing remarkable growth in demand, leading to sustained increase in realization. The Millennium project at Mulund, with its small-ticket commercial offering, is also performing exceptionally well, further validating the strength of our product mix. Bhandup, as a location, has also seen many premium real estate players in the last few quarters, and with Marathon being there for the last 6 years, we are dominating the market with our new homes product. Mumbai's real estate market continues to thrive, attracting interest from regional players, which highlights the resilience and attractiveness of the MMR region. Looking ahead, we are excited about our upcoming launches in Montez House, Neopark Bhandup, Next Zone Panvel, and Neo Valley Bhandup. These projects, with their strategic locations and appealing offerings, are expected to drive strong sales momentum and profitability in the coming years. Our dedication to delivering exceptional value to our customers remains unwavering as we continue to pursue disciplined and dynamic growth. Now, coming to operational highlights of quarter one FY25, area sold stood at 72,912 sq ft, booking value stood at about 158 crores, collection stood at rupees 186 crores. Consolidated Q1 FY25 financial performance: total revenue stood at rupees 173 crores, EBITDA stood at rupees 69 crores, which translates at 40% margin, profit before tax stood at rupees 44 crores, profit after tax stood at rupees 38 crores. Friends, the net debt position, net debt has reduced to 718 crores as of 30th June 2024, as against 751 crores as at the end of FY24. Cash flows. As on 30th June 24, balance collection from sold units, which is completed and ongoing, in all launch projects stood at 783 crores. Total pending estimated project cost incurred stands at 892 crores. And total estimated revenue from unsold inventory stands at rupees 1,566 crores. Net surplus cash flow from ongoing projects stands at rupees 1,457 crores. Thank you very much for participating. Now we are open to questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shushrat Gokhale from Capris Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, thank you. Please go ahead.
I want to know what is your aspiration in terms of like annual construction run rate in next 3 years, and if can I get a ballpark number in terms of booking value 3 years from now?
It is, we have been growing very significantly, and we expect the growth to continue at least 20%, and generally we have been growing at 30-35%. So these are growth numbers that we can share.
So can we expect that booking value will grow at a CAGR of say 25-30 years in next 3 years?
Yeah, I annualize 20%.
And sir, one more question. That we have mentioned strong hold in Bhandup and the SRA project which is progressing. So do we have the scope there to take any price hikes in that project, considering that demand is strong?
Yes, what we have seen in the last few quarters, we have had a higher price realization in Bhandup project also. So going forward, I hope that this is going to continue. The quality work that we are developing in Bhandup is really great, and everybody has appreciated branded player delivering the goods there. So that is how we are commanding a premium compared to other developers in the area.
Also, to answer that question, we are seeing phenomenal infrastructure growth in Bhandup. That is and that is exactly why rest of the players of Bombay are actually getting attracted to Bhandup. Bhandup sales are phenomenal, and while we want to increase the rate, which we will do, we also want to make sure we sell a lot so that we get a lot of volume. The GMLR, which is Goregaon Mulund Link Road, which the government has sanctioned the road, and if you come to Mulund or Bhandup area, you can see the road being widened already, is going to add a lot of value proposition for investors as well as end users in Bhandup. So we see Bhandup as a gold mine.
Okay. So if you can share, what will be this quantum of price hike? Any ballpark figure, like?
So like I said, we want to increase price, but not at the cost of sales. In the past, we have increased about 5% year on year, which is exactly not hampering the sales at all. So we want to continue at least that pace.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Chetan Bhai. Good morning, Mahesh Bhai. Good morning, Kaivalya, Parmeet, Samir. Good morning, everyone. So, my question, I hope I'm audible. My question is regarding, we had planned a 500 crore QIP.
Okay.
Yeah. So how are what are our plans? How do we plan to use that amount? Is it repaying the debt or buying some new, getting into some new SRA project, or what are the plans of the company to use that QIP?
So currently the enabling resolution has been cleared. It is to raise funds, not necessarily the QIP route, but any QIP and other possible options are open. So that is how enabling resolution has been made. Our committee has also formed on that, and we are exploring all the possibilities. Once the money is raised, you know, the ultimate use is going to be one to repay a little bit of debt, one to acquire new assets, and third is acquiring new projects. So these are, you know, some of the fund use that we will have. Yeah.
Okay. Any new launches in this financial year?
Yeah, sure. We have already planned from existing projects a few launches during this financial year. Kaival will share on the exact numbers.
Yeah. So this in the next four quarters, we intend to launch something in Bhandup around 1.5 lakh square feet carpet area. Monte South around 2 lakh square feet carpet area. Next zone around 2.5 lakh square feet carpet area. The totaling figure the GDV of the whole becomes around 1300 crores. So that's the launch pipeline in the next 4 to 5 quarters.
Oh, okay. Okay. And there has been some slowdown in the sales for the last 2-3 quarters. Is there any particular reason for that, or it is just seasonal?
So mainly it is a, you know, festive season. That is when actually the sales picks up and other quarters are a little slow. But real estate is a, you know, a play for 3 years on a go. So as I explained to everybody, that for any real estate company, you should do a 12 quarter moving average calculation for growth and other numbers. Quarter to quarter, it is difficult because that depends on the economic scenario as well as the seasonality of festivities.
All right. Okay. And also right now, while, you know, quarter on quarter you see the numbers being the same, we are, you know, gearing up for, in terms of team building, in terms of approvals and etc. for launches in the coming quarters. So that is also brewing in the background. And further, the construction speed is going dramatically higher in Monte South or Next Zone or and all the projects that there are. So delivery point of view, we are delivering quite a lot.
Monte South, the new launch that you are planning in the next 24 months, 4 quarters, would be the building C, or it would be the commercial part, or both?
It will be building C. Upper floors.
In the top floors of building C, higher floors.
Okay. And can you tell me something about the status of A and B, if it's possible?
Tower A has been completed. As of last month, we got a occupation certificate up to the full floor, 65 floors. So that is Tower A. Tower B construction is in full swing. And currently we are at 45 floors.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for all the answers. It was really helpful. And sir, one last thing, suggestion. The PowerPoint presentation has still not been uploaded on the website or the BHC website. Or even I haven't received it in my mail also.
Yeah. We are doing it in next week.
In the next 4 to 5 days, we are revamping the presentation and we'll be uploading it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sri Gopal Agrawal from Agman Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir.
Hi Gopal.
Yeah, just wanted to understand two things. One is the Panvel market is seeing a significant influx of developers lining up new launches, many of them being, you know, mega townships. So can the market absorb the significantly higher inventory which will be available in next 2-3 years?
In a macro perspective, you might think, you know, Panvel is a much overall larger market. These township launches that you are talking about are actually, you know, even Panvel has its own micro market. And where we are situated, our current project is actually much closer to the airport. It's much closer to the city. You know, we have seen very sustained sales over there in spite of so many other launches from the township projects. So the market is quite big. I think it can, you know, absorb a lot of inventory and probably sales hike if that's possible across the market. And for us, what is an advantage is we are able to cater to a lot of higher proportion of end users because of our location, you know, because of the social infra that is already existing around our project and because of the fact that we are close to the airport, which is now getting, you know, ready and should be ready in the next few months, probably 9 to 12 months. Just to give you some perspective, we've already received OC for 2,200 flats and we are doing the entire construction in a record pace as such we have not faced any issue of sales in spite of a lot of these township projects being around for many years.
Just to clarify, our project is the first outside Panvel boundary, Panvel city boundary. So we are the closest to Panvel compared to all other township projects.
Got it, sir. Noted. I think fair point. So one more follow-up question, sir. With respect to the fundraising, what would be the potential equity dilution in this fundraise, proposed fundraise, and also what are the plans related to merging the unlisted entity with the listed entity and how much time to take?
If you consider the enabling resolution of 500 crore, that percentage will come to around 15% if you consider 3,000 crore as a market cap. But it will exact number will depend on when it is happening and how much it is happening. So that is roughly ballpark figure is about 15%. What was the next question?
We are
in the process of you know, consulting with our consultants and legal lawyers and others on how to go about bringing some of the assets from the outside listed company into the listed company. So that process is going on. We will come back with all those announcements very soon. First, the process is going to be the QIP process. Then there is going to be a process which will immediately follow a merger process.
Okay, sir. Noted. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhavi Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi, sir. Good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I have two sets of questions. First is, our commercial portfolio stands almost fully completed, right? So we still have a sizable unsold inventory in both projects. What will be our strategy to exhaust that inventory? And any new commercial projects up for launch in the coming quarters, which projects from the pipeline will go live first, Monte South or Next Zone?
Like we have always maintained in our commentary, commercial is something, you know, due to taxation issues and other sort of factors which sells closer to completion. The Millennium project has just achieved completion a few months back and even Marathon FutureX around June of, achieved the entire completion. So we are in the process of sort of monetizing it. Some more clarity, at least in the FutureX project, out of whatever you are seeing as the unsold inventory, around 40-45% is already leased. So at an opportune time, like we have given in our commentary, we would like to sell it at a pre-leased asset if the value is right. So that's overall our strategy for commercial. And in terms of new project in our Monte South project itself, there is a phase that we have communicated earlier. There is going to be about 7 odd lakh carpet total potential of a commercial project in that entire layout. We are expecting to sort of launch it in the next 3-4 quarters. Currently we are in the sort of design stage over there, and we are really using a lot of our experience from selling commercial to ensure, you know, we have the right design, the right you know, unit sizes, so that when we launch, we want to see a very, very successful launch there.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you. And sir, secondly, can you also please take us through the competitive landscape of commercial projects in the micro markets in which we operate? What is our strategy to differentiate ourselves, leading to better sales momentum?
So we are operating in two different micro markets, per se, the island city market where we already have Marathon FutureX, and where we plan the Monte South commercial project. That's a very different micro market where, frankly, we don't see that much new supply. Another unique advantage we have is that we lease and sell. Not too many other competitors do that. By and large, most competitors in that market want to lease, and then you know, they have a different strategy. And that has sort of paid some dividends to us if we just look at some transactions we've done in Marathon FutureX itself. When we are selling versus when we are doing a pre-lease selling, we are almost getting a premium in directly selling, you know, primarily because of lack of supply and also the quality of the product that we've made. So that's a huge advantage which I think not most other developers do, and we want to continue to have that model. We don't want to go into an only lease model as of yet. While we, that doesn't mean we won't, you know, entertain leasing inquiries, but helping, having a mixed model is kind of a differentiator, and, you know, every project is giving us a lot of learning, so we are always improving the product.
Okay, okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. That was from my side, and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parag Ahmed from Sky Zenre Equities Limited. Please go ahead. Mr. Parag, I would request you to unmute your line and speak, please.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi. Sir, two questions. We have recorded a significant increase in, you know, the average realization, I think, in both the residential and the commercial segment as well. So if you could just explain, like, the project-wise dynamics and leading to all this, or, you know, have we taken a price hike across all?
Yeah, in general, I can say that there has been a price improvement realization because most of the projects have reached the occupation or higher level of construction. So there is a general price increase that one gets because the risk profile keeps on changing as you reach occupation level product. So there has been a higher realization. Although the market may not have realized, given so much hike, but in this situation, we have market hike also and the product completion hike. So that is how you see the numbers in realization that has happened. The luxury project, Monte South and FutureX, both have significant high-rise value increase in the last two quarters.
Also, project-wise, Monte South, you know, if you come to the site, you can see the buildings ready, OC, you know, ready, 64 floors. So whenever OC is there, there's more believability in the product. Similar is the case of FutureX. It's OC ready product, and like Samyak said in the previous question, commercial is at, you know, sells at a higher rate on readiness. So that is why we've seen FutureX increase. Millennium, we have received OC, again the price hike and believability in the product. Next Zone as an area, Panvel is, you know, just booming, you know, hence the market is actually, you know, accepting the price hike. Bhandup as an area, you know, we are very confident of this area for sales, so we have been pushing the rates higher. So these are some of the, you know, reasons project wise why the price, you know, the prices are higher.
And how do we anticipate, like, going forward for FY25, the trend?
The trend is likely to continue. It may be, you know, maybe at a slower pace, but still the prices are likely to rise.
Another question is would be, you know, other developers in the MMR and overall market have seen like steady. Our company is yet to catch up. So would you say this is because of like say project mix or any other factors at play? Any micro or any stuff?
See, we have always been positioning ourselves as luxury market. Almost one third would be the big segment market, and one third should be the faraway market. Now this strategy is has helped even when there is a downturn in the market. So even during pandemic, we could continue our sales. So this is a strategy that we continue with. As soon as a project gets over in luxury segment, we try to find another one and launch luxury segment. So and each of these three segments. Also, we have a continuous growth in terms of square feet area and in terms of revenue from these projects.
And to add to it, we are also focused on profitability in each project. So we are making sure while we're doing at a faster pace year on year, we also want to maintain decent margins.
And that applies to any future projects we take up.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divakar Rana from Prudent Equity Private Limited. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, we have lost the connection of the current participant. We'll move on to the next participant. The next follow-up question is from the line of Dr. Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for giving the chance second time. My question is, sir, regarding are we planning any SRA project next to Millennium? I've got some news. Whether it is true or not, I'm not aware. So I was just trying to confirm.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Millennium is there's no additional land that we're going to acquire beside Millennium.
Around Millennium on the LBS Road, are we planning any SRA project?
In Bhandu. It is not exactly around Millennium, but it's
around Millennium in that belt, overall, and in that belt.
No, nothing there.
Nothing. And one last question, sir. By when are we expected to complete this fundraising? 2 months, 6 months, or any timeline around that time?
We have not put a timeline, but we will want to do it as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jatin, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for giving me an opportunity. I just wanted to know, we have given a press release 2 days back that we are purchasing our two group companies. Can you just throw some light on it, what that company is having in the balance sheet and what it will help us?
No, this is just an enabling resolution that the two companies that are non-productive company. It is just a company with no turnover or no profit. In case if we want to use those companies for some sort of a heat operation, that is what is enabling possibility. So this is there is nothing new in this two companies.
It is holding some assets?
No asset, no liability. It is just to acquire new projects at a later date. In real estate, we normally have projects that are getting acquired in a SPV, and this will be 100%. SPV of listed company. So this is just a enabling provision that we are making that a future project can be taken up in one of these two companies.
You have just mentioned regarding the merger something which I didn't get a clear message. Can you just throw light once again what we are planning? Are we doing some merger of our privately listed company, group company?
No, this was in response to a question which was raised regarding merger. So we said that we are looking at merger of some of the private companies' assets or projects into it. This is an ongoing process. We have always done that. If you see in the current projects of listed company, they were at one point of time private projects. So here we want to do it also soon, you know. We have already announced that now we are no longer taking up any projects in private space. We are doing everything in listed entity. So this is the process that we have been following, and we will continue to follow.
Thanks for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neha from Minerva Investments Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had a question regarding Citadel Reality. That's another company that we have in the listed space. And we're considering to, preferential issue of convertible warrants. We just wanted to get some clarity on, what do we plan on doing with that company?
That's a different company, so we would rather keep those questions perspective. So this is right now, it is continuing doing some projects, and those projects require some funds. So that would be the process that Citadel would be following.
Understood, sir. And so do we plan on continuing to remain with a separate company, or eventually you would like to kind of bring it in the same form?
Your voice is not clear. Can you just repeat that question?
So sir, I'm asking is, would we continue for it to remain as a listed company, or two separate listed companies, or eventually would we like to kind of merge both of them?
Right now there is no such process, but as we said, all the projects that we are taking up, new projects, are going to be in listed entity Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited. However, there is a continuous old project that is going on in Citadel, and that project will be completed. And after that, what is to be done, that we'll have to take a call at that stage, which will be at least 2 years away.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jojo Shaju from Alpha Invesco Research Services. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, you have spoken about the launch pipeline for the next 3 to 4 quarters. So I just want to check, what is the total square feet you are going to launch in this financial year?
Yeah, we have given that number, but we'll repeat that.
So Jojo, in the next 4 quarters, we are launching around 5.8 lakh square feet in different projects. Bhandup being, this 5.8 lakh is carpet area, just for your information. Bhandup is around 1.5 lakh square feet. Monte South is around 2 lakh square feet. And next zone is around 2.5 lakh square feet.
Next zone is Panvel.
Yeah. Panvel.
And sir, are we planning any launch in the Q2 or is it bulked up in the second half of the financial year?
Maybe the fag end of the financial year is when we'll be launching.
Okay, sir. Got it. And sir, how much was the pre-sales from the Monte South in Q1 at the project level or?
Pre-sales number of Q1.
Yeah, okay.
Just a second.
Yeah.
The Monte South specific number, is that what you want? Of Q1 FY25?
Yeah, I need the specific Monte South pre-sales number for Monte South.
For Monte South, yeah. It's around 121 crores is the pre-sales booking value.
121
FY25.
Okay, got it, sir. Okay, sir. That's from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, participants, for participating actively in the discussion. we look forward to such meaningful participation in future. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Marathon Next Gen Reality Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.